It's my new obsession. Yeah, pink, it's not a question. Pink on the lips of your lover. Cause pink is the love you discover.
Welcome to the Marilyn York Show. Warning, this program is not for the faint of heart. Listen at your own peril. If you have questions about marriage, relationships, or divorce, call 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Marilyn York.
Good morning, my little goblins and ghouls. It's Marilyn York, and it is Halloween weekend. And I am doing my farewell show for the time being today. I am sorry to say I'm going on a little hiatus due to the fact that I have way too much work to do at my office, my real day job. And that's great in this economy, so I'm not complaining, but I cannot juggle this anymore at the moment. And I'm sorry to say that I have to take a hiatus. But this is my farewell for the time being show, and I would love to talk to you guys if you want to call in. 823-1920. 823-1920. You can even call and scream at me and say, you suck. We are so glad that you're shutting the hell up finally. Go for it. I don't care. You can also get on my Facebook and cuss me out or say nice things. I don't want to, you know, prohibit that sort of love. And the Facebook is always my personal Facebook now. So you can get on that or the MarilynYorkShow.com. I will leave those sites up and you can email me whenever you wish. So in doing a little hiatus show, I thought I'd do a little recap today about what I've learned from my short time on the radio and maybe what you've learned as well. If you want to call and share that, please do. Here's what I love about my radio show. I've always had this fascination with sociology, anthropology, people's business. I want to get in their business. I'm always quizzing people in real life and having nothing to do with my profession as a lawyer. And this has legitimized my little amateur anthropological and sociological findings and given me an excuse to quiz people about things that I really want to know about. And again, it legitimizes it because let's say, for example, I wanted to go out to the Mustang Ranch and Wild Horse Ranch. Prior to having this radio show, they think I was some kind of weird single pervert girl who wants to go out there and sit for 5 hours at a time and stare at working girls. So now I have this radio show and I got to legitimately go out there with Dell and sit and look at the inner workings of the prostitution world for 5 hours. And it was so fascinating to me that I want to do it again. In fact, I've said to people, I think I'd like to be a prostitute for a week. I don't actually think I could do it. So mom, you don't have to freak out. But I'm so fascinated by the profession generally that I can't get my head around it yet, even having watched it for that one tour we took and having talked to Susan Austin multiple times on this radio show, as you guys have had the pleasure to hear, and in between and getting to know some of the working girls. I still don't understand it. I cannot get my head around clinical sex for money. I cannot.
Can I just ask a point of clarification here?
Please, Del, please.
When you say that you want to go be a prostitute for a week, but don't worry because you're not actually going to be a prostitute, what would you go do there for the week if not be a prostitute?
No, I do. I want to be a working girl for a week.
Would you like pick and choose the guys you were with, though?
I don't think I can. If I'm really saying I want to get my head around it and actually be a prostitute for a week, I need to like be the real girl.
True.
And so they are required to work 12 on, I think 12 hours on, literally on, as opposed to us where we're just working, they're on. And they sleep with somewhere between 8 to 10 men on average in that working, you know, 12 hour shift, if not more. So I feel like if I really want to get my head around what prostitutes are and do, I'd have to like do what they do, which is they don't reject any, you know, male suitors, for lack of a better term, or Johns. They just have to, you know, put up and charge and deal.
And pull out the Snuggie.
I know.
Which is a really little condom. I found that out last week.
And you know what? The Snuggie is probably the best thing that happens. That's the weirdest part. I cannot get my head around the lack of emotion that it must take and my vanity or my physical attention to male body. Like, I'm attracted to someone physically. That's why I sleep with them. I do not sleep with, you know, someone I'm not attracted to or feel creeped out by. But if I charged, could I make it more clinical? You know, like I do divorce for a living. I don't have to be emotional about the divorce that I do or have a client come in and go, yes, you're a hero. I mean, I can, you know, represent a client just as effectively. If I don't hate their cause, if I'm neutral, I can represent them no problem. If I hate their cause, I have trouble and I don't take them as a client. But neutral, anywhere between neutral and very passionate, I'm great. So I'm wondering if I could do this as a prostitute. I'm neutral. You don't make me repulse me, you know. But these girls do it even if they're repulsed, or do they get repulsed?
I think that they're more nurturing than that. You know how we were talking a while back about if a man is down on one knee with a ring, you don't say no because that would break him in ways you can't anticipate. If you're a prostitute and you turn a dude down based on his looks, you are going to break him in ways you can't anticipate.
And I seriously don't turn them down. On Del's note, I have to agree with her. I absolutely say yes. If someone wants to marry me more than once, I'm like, oh my God, you're a moron. How could I possibly say no? Nobody else would want this position of being my husband. Who are you animals out there that keep marrying me? But don't call in, gentlemen. You might be listening. So yeah, so that's one of the things that I have been able to legitimize is going to the whorehouse, sitting around and learning all about what's going on there and wondering in my head if in fact I could do it even if just for a week. It also has allowed me to mix sex and law, which I think is kind of genius. Like I have a judge on like Judge Perry and then we throw in like a, you know, porn star and then we do Judge Weller and then we bring like mail order brides on. I mean, that's so genius. And I'm not sure they even know where they were sandwiched in on the show because I doubt that they listen to my radio show every week. So I love taking legitimate, you know, high end figures locally and smishing them in between working girls. It's awesome. And that's so Reno. I mean, that's just like our climate here and what Reno and Nevada is all about. So doing it on the radio and that sort of pattern gives me pure joy. And the fact that they aren't aware of it makes me even happier. I like to talk to all of you guys and be stupid and silly and crazy because in my real job, I'm not supposed to be immature and crazy and silly, and I am, and people put up with me despite that. And here I'm actually supposed to be these things. So it's kind of interesting to have that part of my personality be desired in this context. So that's been fun, although it's kind of hard. I will say that there are days when I want to slit my wrists or, you know, you get in a big fight with the husband and you're driving into work with like the tears down your face and you have to get a personality on the air. That's a little difficult at times. So I will say that as a side note. Now, most fun of all is Del and her music. Because Del and I, since Del began working for me long ago when she was not 21 under drinking age, so 20 years old and I was like 25 or something, we started my law firm basically together and we used to do theme music, as Del knows.
Oh, yeah. We had a client that whenever he came in, we would play Let's Get It On because he was really good looking and he got really shy and he blushed a lot when we'd play that. That was awesome.
Yeah, Del would blast it from the reception area and that's when I knew Victor had entered the building.
Or Do You Think I'm Sexy? Who did we play that one for?
I don't know, but I don't remember. Somebody hot. Yes, we sexually harass our clients. Yes. Okay, there. We confessed on the air.
Yes.
But I think theme songs are genius and I want to totally have one in court. So like I have a walk-up song whenever like I have a theme to my case and someone has to play it in the background. Or when someone's on the stand lying or being a stupid gold digger, we can play gold digger in the background. I just think music should be in the background of all court activities for musical purposes.
You should start carrying a boombox into court, like an old school one with
on
batteries.
My shoulder.
Yeah, chicka chicka, you know.
Total big black
so
boombox. I think I could pull that off.
I think you could too.
But Del, I'd need you to actually pick the music, do the albums, because there's no way I could actually bust this out. I'm musically retarded.
Your taste ranges from Michael Bublé to
Don't
Josh
mess
Groban.
With Michael. I know. I'm such a dork. And I love a little Rat Pack. I'm a little outdated in my Rat Pack era.
Rat Pack is good stuff. You don't have to apologize for that.
I do have to apologize for Bublé.
No, you don't have to apologize for him, but it's the lack of diversity there.
Yes, I have none.
Yeah.
I don't have any. So thank God for Del. So this is a good time to give her a shout out. It's total business time. So here's what I've learned from some of my guests. We were just talking about prostitutes in general and how much I loved legitimized visits to the whorehouse, but let's talk about them and what I've learned from them. So honesty without apology. That's what I learned. They sell themselves for sex. And they're completely comfortable with it, honest about it, and they don't apologize for it. Those are my people, I've learned. They are my people. And not because I sell myself for sex, I don't. Nobody wants to pay me for it, trust me. As much as I thought I had skill, I've learned from them. I have none. I don't know crap. I have no skill. You cannot hang off my nipples off of a building. You can't do it. So I have learned that they are honest, and they don't have an agenda, and they're not, you know, politicians, and they don't, you know, try to perpetuate their purpose in life. They just do what they do and they're nurturers. Like Del said, they're actually really giving people from where they come from. I know that sounds ridiculous and, you know, Fox News listeners are getting pissed off at me right now, but you can call me and yell at me. 823-1920 if you want to yell at
me. Let's quote Lou Reed in the background. They never lose their head even when they're giving head.
I know. Mm-hmm. I'm totally, yeah, I'm on board for
that. Go ahead and call in and complain on that one, guys.
I know.
Lou Reed. I didn't say it.
It's Lou. It's his fault.
Blame Lou.
So swingers, what did we learn from them? So I think that they were honest as well. I like the honesty of these sort of genres of the crazy sex world. They basically admitted that no one stops being attracted to others just because they're married. And that's a very true point. And so they're saying if we act on those attractions, it actually makes our marriage stronger as long as they're honest about it with each other. And like the husband was saying that he was attracted to his wife when she was flirting with another man because it was cute and she was silly and spunky and flirty and, you know, carefree and, you know, sexual. And he got to sort of bootstrap onto her flirtation with someone else. And it's such a raw, innocent, and yet dangerous game that they play. It's kind of appealing to me in a observation sense. I don't think I could pull it off. There's no way I could. But watching them and it and learning about it was fascinating to me, again, because of the vulnerability and the honesty about it. I'm going to take a break because I have to. And when I come back, we're going to talk about more about what I've learned from my guests and talk to you if you wish to. All right. Talk to you guys soon.
Michael Savage on Fox News 1270.
You're going to give universal health care basically to illegal aliens. Who's going to pay for it? You idiot, you.
Weekdays at 3.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. I hate advertising. If I'm being honest, I hate it more than anything. Why should you believe anything I have to say about myself? I'm in the best position to say great things about myself, but you don't know me, and there's no reason for you to trust me. So I'm going to ask you to do one thing. If you need help in family law matters, please ask two people in a town of this size, and you should be able to hear my name. I've been doing this for over 11 years exclusively, and if you can't ask two people you trust about me and hear good things, then I'm not the right attorney for you. On the other hand, I believe you will hear good things about us, and when you do, then we're the law firm for you. At a minimum, you will need legal advice when going through something like this. And you may need representation. Again, this is Marilyn York. Please call us at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit us on the web at marilynyork.net, not com, marilynyork.net.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
Fox News Radio, 1270.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she's away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. And she's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show for my farewell show for the time being. And you can call me at 823-1920. 823-1920. I just was listening to the Mustang Ranch Wild Horse Saloon commercial exit 28 where sex is great. And they're not allowed to say that on the air, but I am, or at least I think I am. So I said it. So Charlie Gibson on line one. What do you have to say, Charlie?
Stop it.
How are you this morning?
Great, great. Just listening to you, I thought about all the things you were saying.
Did you think about sex, Charlie?
Oh, of course.
Are you alone right now? Do you have
am.
All right. Well, why don't you have any little hookers over there? Strippers.
Well, it's too early in the morning. It was more of a
They're just getting home. Yeah. It's 10:21.
I just wanted to call in and say that I think you and Del have done a great job for me over the past year.
This is our client. That's not his real name. Don't tell anyone your real name because...
Favorite client.
Well, not just that. Like our sidekick, our mascot. Now we're glad to have you back in the role because it'd been like a couple of weeks since we'd talked to you every hour like we're used to. So... It's awesome talking to you on the air on a Saturday.
Yep. Well, I was listening to your show, and I think you guys have done a good job on the show. And
God forbid we ever get you divorced.
Hopefully you can. I'm sure you will. Del's done a great job for me, too. So.
Del,
he is totally kissing my butt right now.
Thank God, because without Del,
Charlie,
I couldn't keep up with your case.
Charlie.
Seriously, it's that high maintenance. It takes two of us just to man his normal
questions.
No, it probably
takes like two and a half of us, actually.
We totally are two and a half people, though.
Yes,
combined.
You are. Yes, you are.
Well, thanks for calling in, and thanks for the shout-out.
All right, well, have a good one. Bye,
Thank
Del.
You. Bye. So let's keep talking about what I've learned from the show. The next subject that I felt like talking about is fertility. So what we learned from the fertility doctors, which was Dr. Folk's partner, Dr. Witten, who came on, who was hot, incidentally, which made it kind of awkward and awesome at the same time. What we learned from him is sex. Sex, 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 sex. That's what fertility is all about. It's like the percentages. The likelihood of getting pregnant is like 20% when you have optimum eggs. So you have to have sex a ton. And yet other genres like Cosmopolitan, they have talked about fertility and how you can tell, clues to tell that your man is fertile or not. And they're interesting to me, so I'm going to share them with you. His stomach is flat is number one. Testosterone, a key hormone when it comes to conceiving, is broken down by fat cells that build up around a guy's middle. So if he has a spare tire, his testosterone supply and baby-making abilities will be depleted, more depleted. So let me get this. I don't actually want a dude with a big old belly or a like middle section. So besides the fact that that makes him more fertile, I'm not really wanting to put out for you if you got a big old spare tire. I mean, when you're married, we have to deal with this stuff. But so this works out for me. The next one is pecs of steel, another bonus for me. Since a man needs testosterone to build muscles, a ripped bod signals high fertility, which is awesome. Yeah. Here we are. Here's our song. Let's get it on. Again, this is attraction. So I guess maybe we're wired to be attracted to this hot bod, and it's not even my fault that I'm attracted to this or our fault. He's hairy below, but not on top. Male pattern baldness often occurs in men with mega amounts of testosterone. On the flip side, there are spots on a man's body where more hair means higher testosterone. His face, his pits, and his package. So there you go. I can give you some more things about fertility, but I'm pretty sure that the FCC will not appreciate us talking about other tests like sperm consistency. So let's take a call. Linda, what is your comment or question for today?
Marilyn?
Yes.
I think I'm in shock.
You're in shock?
I am totally in shock. I have seen your very nice advertisements on TV and thought, what a nice woman. She's going to help the men who are being taken to the cleaners by their wives. On the other hand, I just happened to tune in today, and I can't believe what I'm hearing you say on the radio.
I know, Linda. We have to have some fun. That's my point.
My God, you shock me.
I know. I'm a little...
You can have... I just can't believe you're putting all this, what you're saying, I'm not even going to call it a name, out on the air.
Well, it's 10 months of radio shows on a bunch of different subjects mixed in that I'm sort of recapping. So perhaps in a recap sense, they're a little more concentrated, but...
Maybe.
It's a little racy. It's true, Linda.
A little racy?
Okay, maybe...
Oh my God.
Maybe a lot of racy, Linda, but during the 10 months of representing or the years of representing men, we get, you know, a little racy information. That's what family law is sort of about. This is a different genre. This is not work, Linda.
I realize that, but then you're saying you want to go out and be a prostitute?
Not really. Didn't you hear my caveat? I'm just interested in understanding how they can do it so clinically. I'm not actually going to do it. Not at all.
I heard a part where you said, yeah, you were going to go do it. You had to do it.
Oh, no.
To find out.
I'm not that brave. I just think it's interesting. I don't you have like
thoughts
where you're like, how do they do it?
How they can do
exactly.
That.
However, I'm not actually going to do it.
You got a job that ends all jobs, I think, being an attorney.
No, I love my job.
I know.
And I could never do it, but I don't understand how they can. And okay. As much as I've talked to them, I still don't understand it. That's why I'm saying I feel like I have to do it to understand
No.
I'm not really going to do it,
By
Linda.
The way, are you married?
I am married.
That's what I thought I gathered. But
my husband doesn't have to freak out that I'm really going to be a prostitute. I'm just saying I can't quite get it still. I just don't understand
I don't get it. I have never thought I could ever get it. And
fair enough.
Marilyn,
you're not
keep up your good advertisements on TV, and I'll try to think better of you next time I see you than what I do right now.
All right. Fair enough, Linda. It's okay. Not for everyone. Well, thanks for calling anyway. I appreciate it.
All right.
Not everyone loves me. It's okay. But I like Linda for calling because so many people just hate me in the background and don't call me. So thanks for calling. I'm sorry I offended you or am offending you, but I'm still not done talking about nasty stuff, Linda. So if you can't handle it, and I understand that, my mom isn't listening either, then turn the channel because I'm not done. I actually want to talk about the man code that Cosmo offered because I think it's really funny. And this is what I've been doing over the months is clipping things out of magazines that are interesting to me and make me laugh. And the man code is one of them. It's sort of that how gay is too gay, like sort of safety net. So the man code says, here are the things men cannot do or must do. If you're a man, you must be within 50 feet of a swimming pool in order to order a drink or a frozen cocktail. If your man bag is too small to hold cleats and a baseball glove, it's a purse and you may not carry it. You shouldn't deny that you look at porn because no woman will believe you. However, you should lie about how often you do it because any woman would be horrified. I love that one. That makes me totally laugh because it's true. You may not pay more than one-third of what your girlfriend pays for a haircut. We don't actually just pay for haircuts. Most of us do color and cut, so it's more. And so mine's $100-something, but the haircut portion for women is like $60. So that means $20. That's your max. And you can tip above that, so don't panic. You can ask a friend if his meal or drink is good. You cannot ask him for a bite or a sip. It's gay. Okay, dudes, it's gay. If you are gay, by the way, these don't apply to you. Just be gay and love it, all right? You must carry cash at all times, but you may never pay with loose change. Yeah, if you have a change wallet at all or you're jingling in your pocket, it's douchey. When having your photograph taken, you are not allowed to have a good side, quote unquote. Again, too vain, not manly. You may never ask a buddy, what are you thinking? Unless you're referring to the fast food menu at which you both are gazing. If your friend's wife asks you probing questions about him, you may not provide her with any information about his romantic past, his current location, or what he did last night. That way, he'll do the same for you. The only three things it's okay to ask another man to hold for you are the other end of a sheet of drywall, your keys if he's your designated driver, and your jacket if you are about to get into a fist fight. When riding in the back seat with two other people, you may sit on either side, but never on the quote-unquote hump. You must accept at least 50% of all dares posed to you by friends. And lastly, there should always be at least one unoccupied urinal between you and all other urinal users. This rule may be violated only if the next inning is about to start. All right. I thought these tips were kind of valid. Let's talk to Walter on line one. Walter, do you think those tips are accurate, inaccurate? Are you in violation of any of those and need to confess on the air?
Try not to be.
All right, good, Walter, especially the urinal one. That's got to be creepy. I don't know why you guys, who invented this? Why do you guys have to stand next to each other peeing? I don't understand. You guys are more homophobic than we are. We're girls and we pee as a family with our friends and we have stalls for privacy.
That's your choice.
I know. Well, we don't build bathrooms. You guys do. So who invented this little plan?
I don't know.
Talk to them, Walter.
Anyway,
seriously.
Good morning.
Good morning, Walter. You have a great Barry White voice.
I'm sorry?
You have a great, Barry White, deep man voice.
Oh, thank you.
You should be on the air instead of me.
The reason for the call is to let you know I enjoyed your program.
Thank you very much, Walter.
I think I missed one program.
Well, that's awesome to know. Thank you so much.
I found it informative in many instances.
Me too. A little more than I needed to know sometimes.
And well presented.
Well, thank you.
And
I appreciate
my sympathy
it.
Does go out to the caller who was not pleased.
I love Linda for calling, though. She's awesome.
Well,
I mean,
she has a right to her feelings also.
No, I loved her for calling because she wasn't mean about it. She was just kind of like, she felt maternal almost. And I get that lecture from my mom every week. So it
well,
was very sweet.
Correct me, Marilyn, if I'm wrong. And it seems to me as though at the beginning of the program, I mean the first one,
mm-hmm.
that you stated, I'll paraphrase, that this program was not for everyone.
That's true. I did. I gave a big disclaimer.
That's what I seem to recall.
It's true, but maybe I needed to give that disclaimer every week and every break. But, you know, you can't possibly warn people enough because I'm a female attorney, and it turns out they have expectations of me for prim and proper behavior that I'm just not good at.
Okay. Well, look, I won't prolong this.
Well, thank you for calling, Walter.
All right.
I appreciate it very much.
Yeah,
thanks
thank
for being
you
my
so
fan.
Thank you so much for what you've done, and I look forward to you returning.
Well, thank you. Yeah, no, I hope to. I've just got to get to work a little.
Oh, I understand. Anyway, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, that was awesome. I love a little one that loves me. And Linda's cool. I don't have any problem with Linda's call. I think that was cool. She was sweet about it. Like I said, she's not mean at all. And yet, I totally get it. It's not for everyone. I feel that way about like some super uptight program. If somebody, you know, called or did a program and it was super uptight, I wouldn't want to listen either, but I probably wouldn't call them and tell them you need to loosen up, but I'd be thinking it. So good for her for having the guts to call and say it. So mail order brides, let's talk about what I learned from them, because that was a really interesting show and I didn't realize it was so legitimized that you had like websites for mail order brides. I thought this was like sort of taboo and people did this behind the scenes and no one admitted it. I didn't think it was like loveme.com. You could get on the web and apply for all Russian ladies and stick to one country versus another country. I was shocked by that. And it was yet a really sweet show. I thought that the owner was very sweet and sentimental and had this idealistic sort of romantic, old-fashioned ideal about marriage and relationships and finding your loved one or your true love. It was super sweet. What I learned from it is that American men are apparently the most domesticated of the world. I'm sort of depressed by that and yet thrilled by that and appreciative of that. Apparently, Americans treat women the best. And yet, when pointed out, it's not shocking to me. I've actually read that book. I think it's called Above the Sky. I can't think of the exact title, but it's all about oppression of women and, you know, rape nationwide or outside the nation and or within the nation, but outside our country. And it's really depressing and yet inspirational. And it's an amazing Half of the Sky. That's the name of the book. It won a Pulitzer Prize. It's an amazing book. And it definitely confirms what the mail order bride owner said, that in fact, men are very much more generous and wonderful and appreciative of women in America than any other place. And yet, guys, I seriously think you got a ways to go, but not as a gender as a whole. I'm not being a feminazi or anything. I just think you got some romance tricks you still got to brush up on. If you want to call me, I'll tell you what they are. But we have to take a break. When we get back, we're going to keep talking a little more about mail order brides and other, you know, people that came on the show and what I learned from them.
Not just news, your chance to talk about it. Fox 1270 in the morning, weekdays at 6 on Fox News Radio 1270.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools, and order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night, and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. Are you tired of being ignored and mistreated? Don't let your divorce lawyer treat you like your wife did. I thought divorce was about breaking free from the ball and chain. At our office, you get competence with personality and hopefully some laughs to take the edge off. Divorce is hard enough. Don't let your lawyer be part of the pain. Let's be honest. Legal representation is expensive, but often necessary. As the saying goes, everyone hates lawyers until they need one. You can get punished for free by calling your ex. Don't pay your attorney for punishment when you're finally getting rid of her. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this. And you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net. Not calm.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno, the legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
Barack Obama and Harry Reid. They stood together and promised us change. But instead, they delivered reckless government spending on an unprecedented level, even by Washington standards. An astounding $13 trillion in debt, which means an overwhelming financial burden on our children. The nation's highest unemployment rate, more than 14%, a tragedy of nearly 200,000 Nevadans out of work. And under Reid and Obama, we have the nation's highest foreclosure rate as more and more of our families are forced to give up their homes and their future. And Nevada suffers the highest bankruptcy rate in the country. Barack Obama and Harry Reid. Together, they promised us change. Now, it's our turn.
I'm Sharon Angle, candidate for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by friends of Sharon Angle.
Fox 1270.
There, I thought you disappeared. It rains a lot this time of year. Then we both go together if one falls down. I talk out loud like you're still around.
You're back on the Marilyn York Show, my little goblins and ghosts. It's Halloween weekend. I totally love Halloween weekend because I have little kids. I have a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old. I know, Linda, that probably scares you because you're thinking I'm raising children. And I'm sorry, Linda. I promise I'll be better with my kids. My mom raised me perfectly conservatively, Presbyterian, Midwestern, and look how I turned out. So they can go the other direction just as far back to her side of things. Nobody panic. So anyway, I'm very excited because they are super Halloween lovers. My son's going to be Demon Boy, and my mom bought him a different costume because he goes to a church preschool. So he had to be Scooby-Doo there because she was not about to send her grandson in a demon costume to church, which I thought was pretty silly and cute. And my daughter is an angel, which is the opposite of their personalities. So there's some irony. My son, being 3, thinks he should marry his sister and that she's his wife, which is kind of hilarious too. In fact, he often says to me in a moment of endearment, "I'm going to mail you," in that special voice. And I say, "I know, I'm going to mail you too." I love little kids and their purity and their love. Now, let's trip back on over to mail order brides from my children. If you guys want to call me and yell at me nicely or meanly or be nice and sweet in your Barry White voice like Walter, go ahead. 823-1920. That is the call-in number, 823-1920. So I was saying mail order brides, one of the funnest games I got to play with the owner of mail order brides, which I did not do on the air, was I named a country and said, okay, I want a woman who's super submissive and traditional and will make my dinner and not say a peep and do exactly what I say. Where do I get my bride? And he'd say, Indonesia. I'm like, I want a woman who will let me have a threesome in the kitchen while she's cooking my dinner and not complain about it. Where do I go? Russia. And I just like to point out that all kinky questions were answered in the same Russia, Russia, Russia. These girls are apparently very free giving in their sexual proclivities. And so, strangely, not all the owners of the mail order bride company, and there were three partners, were married to Russians. And I also talked to another gentleman who owned a different mail order bride company, and he and his partner were also married to Russians. So there's the answer, ladies. If you want to know what men want, that is the answer. That's what men want. They want sexual craziness. I know it's unfortunate, but. And so that leads me to my next Cosmopolitan, you know, magazine insert that I cut out that I didn't get to use yet. And it's love and sex advice most men want, or they want most, rather. And these are the questions that men want the answers to. So if you guys have the answers to these questions, you ladies listening, call and give them to me, because this is what they're dying to know. And it's hilariously so stereotypical. I love it. Here's the first one. What can I do to encourage her to explore new, kinkier sex acts? Oh God, how refreshing. Another dude that wants more kinky sex. And they don't even know what kinky means most of the time, thank God. How can I tell if she's interested? Because dudes need it spelled out for them. This is my favorite thing about representing men. They all come in and they all say the same thing to me. She filed for divorce out of nowhere. I was completely blindsided. And I'm thinking, wow, because as much as I represent men for a living, I happen to be female. I happen to have been married more than once and can tell you that it's never a mystery when we're unhappy. We spell it out. We give daily ultimatums and deadlines that we let get moved 20 times before we finally file for divorce after ultimatum number 906 fails and they're a year overdue on the deadline for that. So it's not actually a blindsiding at all, but you guys aren't listening. So how can I tell if she's interested? She tells you, genius. Okay? Because we spell it out. We gave up on trying to be subtle at about high school because it didn't get us anywhere. Next question. On average, how long do women wait before sleeping with you? If you have to ask, she's not going to sleep with you, because this is, you know, 2010, and we don't wait long enough for you to even ask that question. Sad. I'm sorry again, Linda, because I know it's a disappointment because we give out way too easy. And why buy the cow if you get the milk for free? So the saying goes. I don't know, because they keep buying my cow. I don't know. Okay. What does it mean if she wants to have sex on the first date? What? Again, these guys are so clueless. It means she wants to have sex. I mean, what do you think it means? She wants to marry you? Why do you have to read into this? It means she wants to have a good time, so don't suck at it. That's what it means. I don't know if it means anything else. I don't think it does. Ladies, if I'm wrong, call me and tell me I'm wrong, because I don't think it means anything. 823-1920. Go ahead. Should I be jealous of the relationship she has with her guy friend? Yeah, probably. I mean, you probably should, if we're being honest. That doesn't mean you should try and cut it off or tell her not to have it. Just try not to suck. I mean, if he's funnier than you or does more nice things for her or brings her a care package when she's sick or sends her flowers and you don't, you better step your game up, because you will, in fact, be compared to him on a regular basis, whether you like it or not. But I doubt they're doing anything else. He is a, quote, friend for a reason, unquote. So let's not panic, but let's just use it as a clue to keep your game up, okay? How do I last longer in bed? This is what a guy's asking. They're asking us girls, like we have to worry about this. Ask your dude friends, but I can give you the two tips my guy friend uses. Dead puppies, grandma on the toilet. Those are the two things he says he pictures when he's about to be finished too quickly. And it completely slows things down. For me, I would think it might stop them altogether at a screeching halt. Dead puppies, dead puppies, dead puppies. Repeat that in your head. That is the answer to that. Can I escape the quote friend zone, unquote? Yeah, don't be a tool. If you actually like a girl, say so, make the moves, treat her like a lady instead of like a guy friend, don't take her to baseball games, you know, actually make the moves. That's my answer to that. Of course you can. But if she's not attracted to you, give it up, move on, and don't be in love forever and ever, because it's tough crap. How long should I wait to call her after getting her number? Don't play stupid games. Call her when you feel like calling her. If it's 5 minutes later, go for it. Because here's the reality. If we like you, everything you do is cute and charming and silly and fun, and you can't screw it up. If we don't like you, you can do nothing to fix it. So call. You want to call her 5 minutes later? If we like you, that's going to be adorable and silly and sweet and endearing. And if we don't, then we'll find out sooner that we don't like you, and so will you, and you can stop wasting your time. Instead of waiting 5 days to find out that we don't like you, you can find out 5 minutes later. So call 5 minutes later. That's the answer. That's what girls actually want. We want to know that you like us. Oh my God, how difficult is this? Those are the questions and the answers as far as I'm concerned. So let's learn about porn stars. What did we learn about porn stars? Because we had a porn star on who actually is a working girl now and works at the Mustang Ranch. And she was interesting to me. One of the things she said is that women fake their orgasms on air on the porn about 60% of the time. Men cannot fake it because they have to finish on air. And more shockingly, they have to finish on command, like 30 seconds. I mean, who could do that? So these dudes that are like, how do I last longer? I don't know. Maybe you should talk to a porn star because apparently they can do it on command. So I presume that means they can last longer if they wish. So they must have tips besides dead puppies, dead puppies. According to a Cosmopolitan poll, outside the porn industry, because let's be honest, most of us are not porn stars, only 30% of men believe that a woman that they are with or have been with has faked an orgasm. These guys are so clueless because apparently 71% of women admitted to faking the big O. So here's the thing. Why do we fake it? Because men think they're good when they think we're good if they think they're good, because it's all about their egos, fragile, fragile egos. But it really kind of hurts us. So let's make sure we teach them how to actually give us one instead of just spending all our energy faking it. We have to take a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some legitimate stuff. Some judges, what I've learned from them, some of the more legitimate shows in the non-sexual genre. I know you guys thought I couldn't do it. I'm gonna.
I don't have to mention the border problem in San Diego. When you've got a federal government taking the side of a foreign power, A, we're in trouble, and B, we don't know where to turn.
On Fox News 1270.
If you've never visited the Wild Horse Saloon, you need to come out and visit. It's Nevada's most unique saloon with great food, great libations, amazing entertainment 24 hours a day. What kind of entertainment, you ask? Well, the Wild Horse Saloon has brought back live burlesque shows, with new shows starting every hour, 24 hours a day, with different entertainers every hour. No show is ever the same twice. So come to the Wild Horse. Throw your legs over the saddle. We have actual Western saddle bar stools. And order a cold beer. The Wild Horse Saloon is the place to go and let your hair down. Just have fun. We have fabulous food with everything from pizzas and wings to hamburgers and steaks. We're a huge lunch spot from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and we serve our full food menu until 10 at night and hors d'oeuvres the rest of the night. I'm Susan Austin, and I'm personally inviting you to come out and see us at the Wild Horse Saloon. Take I-80 East to exit 28. It's just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit. See you soon.
I'm attorney Marilyn York, and my firm exclusively focuses on men's rights in divorce, child custody, and family law matters. 90% of homeless and runaway children are from fatherless homes. 71% of all high school dropouts come from fatherless homes. These shocking statistics do go on and on. And yet, in the context of divorce and separation, 50% of mothers see no value in the father's continued contact with their children. 40% of mothers report that they have interfered with their father's visitation solely to punish their ex. We can help you protect your children from being a part of these statistics, even when their mothers won't. Our courts do care about you and your children. At a minimum, you need legal advice when you're going through something like this, and you may need representation. If you do, call me, Marilyn York, at 324-7979. That's 324-7979. Or visit our website at marilynyork.net.
There's a piece of Nevada's history just 15 minutes from downtown Reno. The legendary Mustang Ranch Museum, Nevada's first legal bordello. Learn about owner Joe Conforti, where he went sideways with the feds over taxes, and they ended up owning and operating the Mustang Ranch. Take a walk down memory lane with Joe and Sally. See where they lived while they worked. You can see the Rolling Stone magazine cover featuring Joe and his ladies, among other original magazine covers. The Mustang Ranch Museum runs tours from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. for groups large and small, Monday through Saturday. If you have a large group, please book in advance by calling 775-343-1424. Walk-ins are welcome, too. Tours cost $5. Plus, we have a wonderful gift shop with T-shirts, shot glasses, baseball caps, and the largest selection of Native American jewelry. Take I-80 East, exit 28, 15 minutes from downtown. Follow the signs to the Wild Horse Canyon from the exit, and that's where you'll find us.
Time for the Nevada Home News Report with Terry Rasner at CellState Dreams Realty. How you doing, Terry?
Hey, Jim, I'm doing great.
Hey, I've been visiting your website, CellStateReno.com. It's loaded with great information, free lists of foreclosed homes, and free reports on the value of your current home.
Jim, without a doubt, more and more people rely on CellState Dreams Realty for help because we specialize in distressed properties like short sales, bank-owned, investment portfolios, commercial, as well as property management. Even though home prices have collapsed, there are still plenty of options for those who need to sell their homes and even greater opportunities for savvy buyers.
Wow, Terry, can we get this information on your website?
That's right, Jim. You can either visit our website, CellStateReno.com, or you can give us a call at 473-8899.
Well, there you have it. If you're looking to sell or buy a home, you need to talk with Terry Rasner or visit CellStateReno.com or call him at 473-8899. That's 473-8899.
Fox News Radio, 1270.
Back on the Marilyn York Show, and I can't stop laughing because whenever Dell plays her song, she like rocks out back there.
I am totally a backstage dancer in here.
She's total table dancing. It's awesome.
Do not say that. If my husband is listening, I will get in trouble.
Not that kind of table dancing. Jeez.
No. Yeah. I'm a really bad dancer like, for all Linda's you people out there to get a visual, and so I awkwardly gyrate in my chair, and it does. Is in no way sexy. In case you're confused.
I disagree. I think she's not as bad as she thinks. Linda's going to call back if she thinks you're table dancing. So. Okay, I was talking about going legit, and then I realized that I had one more point to make, which was sort of related to the porn star, and it was yet another Cosmo pullout, because I have all these I've just stashed over the months, and I wanted to, you know, read them. So why are so many men suckers for skanks? Because let's be honest, porn star are ultimate skank. I mean, they're skank-apotamus, and they exaggerate every single feminine feature on their body to porn star level, which is a special level, way above stripper, shockingly. So this is what Cosmo has to say, according to all the psychologists that want to, you know, chime in on this subject. A woman's skankdar is better tuned than a man's because our hormones aren't blurring the signals. Men gloss over a lot of skank signals that are so obvious to women the same way that women gloss over bad boy signs that are so obvious to men. This is according to Christopher Ryan, a psychologist specializing in anthropology and co-author of Sex at Dawn, The Prehistoric Origins of Modern Sexuality. I love it when a psychologist of that education level uses the word skank, okay, because it's awesome, and says skankdar. That's so such a good use of the word skank in your profession. Men are programmed to seek a sexual connection, says Ryan, and by all appearances, that's what these women are offering. Guys see Heidi's barely covered assets and don't even think. They're just aroused. That's because the stripper and porn star look is carefully crafted to trigger a man's baser instincts. It's a look designed to exaggerate the feminine features, breasts, lips, hair, that men are hardwired to desire, says clinical psychologist and advice columnist James Horan, PhD. Another PhD using awesome words, porn star. I love it. The stereotypical skank is the ultimate sex toy fantasy because she's all about appealing to the man's needs while expressing none of her own, says Horan. I love that. Like, it's so straightforward in a screw you guys kind of way. Men think they can do things with her that they couldn't do with their wives or girlfriends. Okay. Anyway, I just thought that was kind of interesting in like a very base kind of way. So plastic surgery, that was one of the, quote, legitimate shows I did, in my opinion. And what did we learn about plastic surgery? Lose the weight first, chunk monkeys. Don't go sucking out 10 pounds of fat when you got a hundo to go. It's a lot of money to spend on surgery, and you're going to waste it if you aren't going to lose the weight before. Or if you lose the weight after, then it's all misshapen and weird. So lose the weight first. That's what we learned. And I haven't had any because, well, whatever. I still have a lot to go. But let's talk about how we can lose the weight, because I pulled another thing out of another magazine in style. LeWhif. LeWhif. LeWhif.com. I'm not making this stuff up. I swear to God, for $8, you can get a pack of 3 breathable chocolates, people. Seriously, breathable chocolates. Yes, you read that right. Each lipstick-like LeWhif tube delivers 8 to 10 puffs of an organic flavor. Chocolate, raspberry chocolate, or mint chocolate. Sick. The verdict, the tiny particles, which are too large to enter the lungs, don't worry, deliver a rich cocoa punch to the tongue and sides of the mouth. And at less than 1 calorie per puff, weird, sure, but it's a perfect fake-out fix when we're going cold turkey just isn't an option. Are you guys kidding me? Seriously, you're going to whiff chocolate? I know there's a lot of women out there that think chocolate is their life and they can't live without it. And so maybe this will work for you, ladies. LaWhiff.com. I find it repulsive and stupid, but it reminds me of models that say they chew their food and spit it out and don't swallow it so they get the satisfaction without the caloric intake. I'm still thinking my stomach's growling when I'm done spitting food out, maybe more so even. But, you know, maybe I'm wrong. So on a more, even more legitimate front, we talked to Judge Perry and Judge Weller during my radio show, and I learned that their jobs are really isolating. Really isolating, and I feel badly for these judges, but these dudes are tough as nails. I was so in awe to sit across from both of them at such an intimate level and learn about just how tough they are and how idealistic they are and that they really want to make the world a better place and that they're not afraid to do it to their own detriment or be tough as nails to do it, that they absolutely believe in justice and that they will sacrifice their own thoughts and feelings and even bodies, in Judge Weller's case, to make sure this happens. So thank you guys for doing such an amazing job. We also talked to quite a few prosecutors over the months, Dick Gamick, Tammy Riggs, Scott Pearson, and Roger Holmes. And they are all the people that keep our streets safe. But more interestingly, we learned that they know the recipe for meth. That Scott Pearson not only knew the recipe for meth, but he could actually tell you the differences between the southern batch of meth from the western batch of meth. Because apparently there's like, you know, food genres of meth recipe ingredients, which was interesting to me. I learned that Burning Man is far more legitimate than I had thought. I thought it was just this big hippie drug party where people had sex in public. And it turns out that it's this company, an organization that does amazing work year-round, and then it gives back to the community substantially, and it was really interesting to me. I just got kind of blinded by their pink hair, and it turns out that, you know, they're way more legitimate, and I am by no means uptight, in case that wasn't apparent to any of you. And yet I was judging them. I learned that Cheryl Irwin, local marriage and family therapist, is a people whisperer, which I already knew because she gave amazing emotional advice about how to tell kids you're getting divorced. I learned that Teresa Peacock is a little too accurate for comfort. I seriously had no idea, and last week she amazed people and they had to pull their cars over, and she was pretty dang accurate on me. We'll find out if I'm going to have a fourth husband for the sake of my third. Let's hope we're renewing our vows because she said that counts, so let's go for it. Because I totally have a dress picked out, like I said, and I will wear it at the vow renewal. I'm not afraid. I feel like I need to end the show thanking a few people, and I know that's stupid and you guys hate that. I'll try to make it fun. Little Sam Shad. I love you, little Sam Shad, in your little white tennis shoes. He's the jolliest, sweetest. We call him the Samtastic Voyage because he's so wonderful to me. So thank you, Sam, for pushing me into this area that I was unknown about before, and you've been an amazing support. My daddy, my one and only one-person fan club. I love you, Daddy, and thank you for always being amazing. Dell, my bestest friend and cohort and music delight and world's greatest paralegal and bestest friend. Thank you always for making this show fun, because without you, I'd seriously be slitting my wrists up the river, not even across. Okay?
You're welcome. Thanks for having me with you.
And the music. My favorite callers, PJ, every single week, who's Facebooking me right now, and John. We love John and his history and his information. Thank you, John, for being awesome. My sponsors, of course, Mustang Ranch, Wild Horse Saloon. I love you, ladies. I love you, Lance Gilman. You guys are so great. And thank you for being a sponsor. And Jessica Schneider from Junkie. Little sweet, adorable Jessica Schneider with your bubbly personality and your crazy, crazy hair and your taxidermy in your house. I love you for your crazy taxidermy. And all my friends who took special interest in my show, little Emily Reed, and so many of them, and my ex-husband and my husband, of course. First and foremost, thank you, Kevin, my lovely husband, for watching my children every week and putting up with this wrecking our whole summer of Saturdays. You've been amazingly supportive. And lastly, to the Reno Sparks Cab Company and the radio station, of course, Fox News. Thank you guys so much, and hopefully I'll be back, and I appreciate all your support over the months. Love you guys. Bye.
News Radio, AM 1270.